things are absolutely symmetrical. Yeah, it's really strange. Well, actually, she's very close to being a thoroughbred American Shepherd. Because you can't see it to her, but she's got these perfect circles on the sides.
Welcome to the May 26th, 2010 Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting. First item is a roll call. Present are Chair McIntyre, Vice Chair Buffington, Commissioners Al Janabi, Pham, Eckley, Maddox, King, Luce, and Sundell. Consent agenda, second item. Excusal of absences. Ken House is excused. We have two sets of meeting minutes, April 14th and May 12th. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, they are approved. Third item of business, nominations, a public hearing. I will begin by stating the ground rules. This is a hearing to take public comment on the proposed nomination of the Central Lutheran Church at 401 Tacoma Avenue North to the Tacoma Register of Historic Places. I will invite the representatives of the nominations to make a statement, then invite the property owner to make any additional comments. The public will then have an opportunity to comment. There is a sign-in sheet at the front of the room that we ask you to use. When it is your turn to comment, please state your name and area of residence. Please keep your comments brief. Following public comments, the commission will discuss the nomination and may make a motion if appropriate. Our order of business is, we've gone through that, so I won't discuss any. 401 Tacoma Avenue North, Central Lutheran. Brett Santa, you want to come on up? We'll begin with a staff report.
The Landmarks Preservation Commission will hear public comments today regarding a nomination to the Tacoma Register of Historic Places. Tacoma Register listing follows procedures defined in Tacoma Municipal Code 1307050 and consists of a minimum of two separate commission meetings. The initial meeting determines whether the property meets the threshold criteria in the ordinance for age and integrity. If the commission finds that the age and integrity standards are met, then the commission may move to have the nomination scheduled for a public hearing and comment period. The public may enter comments into the record for consideration. Following the comment period, the commission may deliberate on the nomination for up to 45 days before recommending to City Council listing on the register or denying the nomination. The Tacoma Municipal Code lists eight criteria for designation in Chapter 1307040, and the purpose of this hearing is to receive public comments regarding the nominated property, to determine if the property meets one or more of the eight nomination criteria in the city ordinance. The commission may elect to leave the record open until the next regular meeting, or if no additional comment is warranted, take action on the nomination following public testimony. And 401 Tacoma Avenue North, Central Lutheran Church. I'll just give some background on it and list the criteria. Constructed in 1957 at 401 Tacoma Avenue North, Central Lutheran Church replaced the 1889 church building, which served the congregation at 1001 South G Street. The nomination states Central Lutheran is an excellent example of modern style architecture, which is significant under criteria A, B, C, and F, and represents broad patterns of Tacoma history, is associated with significant persons in our past, embodies a distinctive architectural style, and owning to its location and size is a familiar feature of the stadium district. Central Lutheran Church was associated with Norwegian immigrants and moved from downtown to its current site in 1957. Noted significant persons associated with the building were the firm of Lee, Pearson, and Richards, specialized in the design of banks, high-end residences, and churches, including Central Lutheran, and former senior pastor Reuben H. Riedahl, a notable leader in the conservative Lutheran movement at the local and national levels. The commission voted to forward this property for public comment and additional consideration on April 14, 2010. finding that it appears to meet the landmarks designation criteria in 1307040. And the standards, the property is nominated under the following Tacoma Register criteria. A, it's associated with events that have made a significant contribution to the broad patterns of our history. B, it's associated with the lives of persons significant in our past. C, embodies the distinctive characteristics of a type, period, or method of construction, or represents the work of a master, or possesses artistic values, or represents a significant and distinguishable entity whose components may lack individual distinction. And F, owing to its unique location or singular physical characteristics, represents an established and familiar visual feature of the neighborhood or city. The nomination is for the exterior of the existing building. And if no additional comments are received, staff will recommend that the nomination be forwarded with recommendation for listing to the City Council.
Thank you very much. Mr. Santoff, do you have any additional comments?
I'll keep this brief. Brett Santoff filling in for Caroline Swope, who authored the nomination. She can't be here because she had her baby this past week. So.
Cool.
She's celebrating with that. I'm here this evening with Mark Riddell, who's a member and officer with the church, so he may have a few words he'd like to say. I'm also a member of the New Tacoma Neighborhood Council, which authored a letter in support of this nomination when it first went in, so we're excited to see this go forward. And I've read the nomination, but that's as much as I know on the building, so you've seen that as well. And I also, if I may, I wanted to send an invitation for you to join Historic Tacoma at Engine House 9 tonight after your meeting. We'll be there from 6 to 8, celebrating Preservation Month.
Thank you very much. Mr. Riddell, would you like to come up to the microphone if you have a few words?
My name is Mark Riddell, and I'm happy to be here tonight. I am the son of Dr. Reuben H. Riddell that was spoken up in the nomination. He was the pastor there for over 50 years, passed away in 2006. So I've grown up in this church all my life, and our church as a group is very pleased to send the nomination forward. We've enjoyed working with Caroline and really kind of rediscovering some of our own history. We've always known we've had a great building, but we are really pleased to see this nomination go forward. So I'm pleased to be here.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone, would either of you want to make a comment? No? Okay. I'll open the discussion up to the commission. Are there comments or questions? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
I can read this.
Okay. We'll accept that.
I move that Landmark Preservation Commission recommend to City Council that the Central Lutheran Church be included on the Tacoma Registry of Historic Places, including the exterior of the existing building at 401 Tacoma Avenue North, finding that it meets the criteria cited, meets the criteria A, B, C, and F.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Maddox. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion passes. Go ahead.
And Mr. Riddell, especially, if you leave your address on the signage sheet, we can notify you as to when the City Council will receive this, and you can come to the City Council meeting. Over here by the door.
Okay. Thank you both. With that, the public hearing is closed. We will continue on with the design review, item 4. Item 4A is 1602 North 8th Street in the North Slope. Patricia Wingerder, would you please come up to the microphone? And we'll begin with the staff report.
Constructed in 1941, this house is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. The current proposal is removal of the existing front concrete, uncovered stoop, railing, steps, and walkway, and replacement with a new semicircle design stoop, steps, and walkway constructed in a paver material as shown in the submitted materials. And the handrail will be iron, and Patricia Wingerder has a sample of that with her tonight. A photo simulation of the proposal is enclosed with the application. The standards under consideration tonight are the North Slope Historic District Guidelines, and goal number 6 is for exterior materials. Use compatible materials that respect the visual appearance of the surrounding buildings. Buildings in the North Slope neighborhood were sided with shingles or lapped horizontal wood siding of various widths. Subsequently, a few compatible brick or stucco covered structures were constructed, although many later uses of these two materials do not fit the character of the neighborhood. Additions to existing buildings should be sided with the material to match or be compatible with the original or existing materials. New structures should utilize exterior materials similar to those typically found in the neighborhood. Also, consideration of Secretary of Interior Standard for Rehabilitation number 5. Distinctive materials, features, finishes, and construction techniques or examples of craftsmanship that characterize a property will be preserved. Standard number 9, new additions, exterior alterations, or related new construction will not destroy historic materials, features, and spatial relationships that characterize the property, and the new work will be differentiated from the old and will be compatible with the historic materials, features, size, scale, and proportion, and massing to protect the integrity of the property and its environment. And staff analysis, item 1, the home on the property is historically significant as a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District, constructed in 1941. And as part of the North Slope, it's listed on the Tacoma, Washington, and National Registers of Historic Places. And item 2, the Landmarks Preservation Commission has jurisdiction to review and approve or not approve changes to this building, including new construction, per TMC 1307095, prior to those changes being made by virtue of its status as a city landmark. Item 3, the purpose of the proposal is to improve safety as the existing steps and walkway are in disrepair. The proposal was reviewed by the building department for code requirements. Item 4, the removal of the concrete stoop, railing, steps, and walkway does not violate Secretary of Interior Standard number 5, which states distinctive materials, features, finishes, and construction techniques are examples of craftsmanship that characterize a property will be preserved. Because although the stoop, railing, steps, and walkway may be original features on the house, they do not appear to represent distinctive materials that characterize the property. The proposed materials are stone pavers and iron handrail, which are similar to exterior materials found in the neighborhood, which meets North Slope Historic District Guideline number 6 for exterior materials, specifically for using compatible materials that respect the visual appearance of the surrounding buildings and appear to meet Secretary of Interior Standard number 9 for the new work will be compatible with the historic materials, feature, size, scale, and proportion, and massing to protect the integrity of the property and its environment. The recommendation, staff recommends adoption of the above analysis as findings and recommends approval of the proposal to the commission.
Ms. Wenger, do you have anything to that you would like to add over the top of that?
Thank you. I just have a copy of the handrail that was not included in the original package.
You could go ahead and pass that to Commissioner Eckley right there.
And also my contractor, Jim Hendricks, is here if you have questions as far as construction.
Okay. I'll open it up to the commission. Are there questions or comments?
One of the reasons given to replace the existing porch and sidewalk is that they're unsafe, and I can clearly see from the photographs that the sidewalk's in pretty bad shape, but can you give us a bit of a description about what's going on with the steps? Is the rail coming loose, or are the steps falling or coming apart, or?
The steps have pulled away from the house and are sinking. I believe I have photos. I don't know if Tony included those in or not, but photos of some of existing damage of the steps.
believe I have everything in here for existing.
You do. Okay. Those two photos right there.
Okay.
Are the most telling.
Okay. Can you go back to the previous one, Tony?
Yes. Maybe.
The city plans that were reviewed show that the hand railing will go up against that wall on the left side of the door as we're looking at it.
Yes.
I guess this picture is a little bit different. It shows there's quite a bit more vegetation in this area. Is that photoshopped?
Photoshopped.
Okay. So it looks in this picture, it looks like you might have trouble getting the handrail in there, but in that picture, it looks like it wouldn't be a problem.
Now, the handrail will be attached to the house.
To the bricks there?
And to the brick, yes.
Have you looked into how you're going to attach it? Are you going to try and put it into the mortar?
It goes into the brick. I contacted Creative Ornamental Iron, and the sample that is going around is... Yes, that would look exactly like it. The round parts that attach it will go directly into the brick, which they would install.
Yeah, it looks like there's one bolt in each of the two round attachments there. That can be a problem because it's actually destroying part of the original material of the house when you actually drill into the brick. Normally what we recommend is putting it into the mortar, which can be more easily replaced.
Is that a staple?
Yes, it is.
Stable. Oh, as stable.
As stable, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Any other comments or questions?
Well, I'm just curious. From the picture, it looks like the end of the steps are going to be dumping right in pretty much to this vegetation area, so there's really no walkway going to these circular steps other than from the side. There's not much lawn here, so by the time you get this circular, this circle is right at the edge, pretty much. And so there's walkway shown there, but I don't know how you'd have walkway.
These steps come out approximately 3 feet. And there's another at least 3 feet from the bottom of the step out to the curbing where the vegetation starts.
Yeah, I think the Photoshop is not as accurate as if you look at the drawing.
Well, it's got to be more than 3 feet.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually
replicate what's actually drawn here. So that's the disconnect.
But according to this, it's closer to 6 feet from the building. It says 6 feet from the face of the building to the outside step, 6 feet.
Right.
This rock is a landmark in both pictures. See,
yeah, well, the Photoshop does not coincide with the plan, is just what I'm saying, and I think that's the confusion.
Right, so what I'm saying is by the time this comes out 6 feet, you're dumping right into the planting area. So there's no real room for that walkway.
Well, no, it doesn't.
Okay.
Photoshop was mainly to give you an idea of what the design would be with the pavers down in front.
Correct.
Going to the left, it connects to the walkway that goes down, and to the right, it goes to the walkway that goes on the south side of the house.
Okay. All I'm going by is this 6 feet. It says this drawing. Is this drawing accurate?
Yes.
Okay, it says 6 feet from the face by the door out to the front of the steps is 6 feet. And so when I look at this drawing, I'm assuming this is about three, so that would be about three.
As it gradually comes down, it will be about three.
The stairway itself is, the entire stairway is coming out 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The area, the total area is 9 feet. The walkway that enters the house comes off, as you're looking at the picture, from your left.
Right.
And then the other walkway that's going to attach to, that goes around to the side of the house, is to your right. And so we have about a 3-foot area in the front. So it's going to be pavers there.
So you're saying basically from the front face of the house out to this, that
yes,
concrete edging is 9 feet?
Yes, it's 9 feet.
So the 6 feet plus another 3.
Six feet plus another three. And so this is a rendition that you're seeing that was computer generated. And so it was just there to show that kind of what we were trying to do to create harmony with the structure of the home and make it so that it was convenient to be able to exit in going either left or right as you came out of the house. Whereas right now there's just one exit point, and that goes to when you leave the house, that goes to the right. Mm-hmm.
No, I understand what you're trying to do. It's just looking at this picture, it looked like about 3 and 3, which was 6, and it looked
it's actually 4 feet.
Okay, so it's closer to 8.
Yeah.
9. Okay.
So that the actual porch itself is actually 4 feet.
Okay, great. Okay. Where's the post box going to go?
Post box, we'll have to use the existing post box, which is right underneath the light, which is original to the house.
Right.
Good.
Is it on there in the picture?
Yes.
Yes.
See,
right below, underneath the letters.
Below the address.
Oh, sorry. I think this is, it looks beautiful. I think it's going to be really nice for you. It looks a little stylistically modern to me, but I think that might just be the color of the stone that's tripping me up a little bit, and when it matches the house a little bit better, I think
they have the colors picked out
on
the back sheet.
I saw, and that's why I'm saying I think that'll be more
darker to fit the house.
It'll fit the character a little bit better.
Actually, I can't buy the heritage blend. Actually, is closer to the color than the color picked, but I'm not going to quibble over pavers. Favorite color.
It's hard to tell from pictures.
Pardon me, any other comments or questions?
Oh, I have a comment. I just wanted to say that I think that this is a nice example of what we ask for as a commission of a new addition that is compatible with but is differentiated from. I think that different stone really sets it, apart as a new addition. It doesn't try to fool people into thinking it's part of the original house, so I just wanted to thank you for submitting such a thoughtful design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that too, actually, it looks stylistically modern to me, and so I just wanted to say that, but I really like how it accentuates the front of the house and exactly how it's differentiated while still being respectful. And it's really appealing to me.
Any summing up comments? If not, I will entertain a motion.
I'll move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission adopt the proposal for the new steps at 1602 North 8th Street, adopting as findings paragraphs 1 through 5 in the analysis section, with additional provision that the new handrail be attached to the mortar joists as opposed to the brick.
Is there a second on the motion?
Second.
Motion by Vice Chair Buffington, second by Commissioner Sundell. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor of the motion presented, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion passes.
And we'll have a written decision on this issue within the next few days, and if you need it sooner for the building permit, we can sign off on that as early as tomorrow. Thank you.
Moving on, item 5, chair comments. I have none. Item 6, staff comments.
I'm just talking to business.
Okay. Item 7, board business, preservation planning.
So first, before I forget, just a couple of things that aren't listed on here. In front of you is a letter that was discussed at a prior meeting, I believe, regarding the commission support for the urban forestry element and specifically a heritage tree program. There's a single, under the preservation section of the urban forestry policy, which talks about preservation of urban forests and the canopy and so forth, there's a policy that allows for the establishment of a heritage tree register. And So the council, this is at council now as part of the 2010 amendments package. And this letter was prepared from the commission. I think we may have had a motion on that previously, but I'm not.
We can look at the minutes.
I believe we did from, yeah.
Tony's going to look it up. Commissioner Longwell has indicated that she is leaving the commission due to schedule conflicts. And so there will be a vacancy in her unexpired term, which does end at the end of 2011, so about a year and a half left on her term, for a property owner or business owner within the North Slope Historic District. And I can imagine that the North Slope Historic District Association will have a lot of interest in how that position is filled. And in fact, actually, in the regulatory code amendments going forward, there's been a suggestion about how, for ex officio positions representing districts, how those are actually recruited or how those solicitations are made to get candidates, and whether or not, you know, neighborhood groups like the North Slope Historic District Association actually should be directly contacted for those sorts of things. And so at any rate, though, but that's going to be something we're going to be announcing in the next probably few weeks, couple weeks. So just so you know. And if you know folks in the North Slope, it would be awesome. They can possibly fill Catherine's shoes.
We were kidding Roger last night about that.
And suck him back in?
Yeah.
he thought he was retired.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And then lastly, I'm just going to keep this really short. I just want to let the commission know that the naming policy went back to the Neighborhoods and Housing Committee, and we have a couple of more requests on that. If you recall, the desire was to open up the process for those who can propose a name change to be broader than the neighborhood councils. The latest suggestion, which we did, I think the final guidance from the committee is that actually that the council does not want to see a prohibition on individual submitting applications for naming changes, which, in the sense that the Landmarks Commission now is the first reviewer on this, and there's going to be an application process, that's okay, because there are going to be some requirements that didn't previously exist for, you know, describing why you want to make the name change, including a map and that sort of thing. And so that is a change they've been requested. They requested us to make before it gets out of committee. The second thing is, and this is really just minor, is that I think we missed it on the first set of suggestions, but the committee desires to see some language, not binding language or anything like that, but encouraging people to first, when they apply for a name change, express how they plan to have an interpretive element go with that. And then secondly, in terms of people who want to name streets and things like that, having a third sort of path between the honorary street naming and street naming, which is, again, encouraging people to have interpretive or historical markers on their own property. And the city would explore the possibility of creating an actual design standard for that. And so it would be disencouraging place marking, and it wouldn't be a formal thing or anything like that. They just want to see that language in there. I should say that regarding individuals may submit, it's been suggested that that the naming change policy be sort of like the Planning Commission's annual amendments application, in the sense that when people submit, if it's a group or if it's an individual, one of the questions is describe your public outreach to date on this issue. Who's seen it? What support you have? What letters of support you have? And we can put that right in the application form, and encourage it to be, you know, part of a broader group effort. Certainly. So I think this is all feedback that is good feedback, and there's no action that I'm asking the commission to take. I just want to let you know, and we will hopefully in the next few weeks, months, we'll have a finalized policy. And it should really smooth things out in terms of this name change, strange business. So,
thank you very much. Are there any announcements or comments commissioners would like to make before we adjourn? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
I have unofficial business. A little cat adopted me in January, and I convinced myself I wasn't going to be allergic to it. I'm allergic to it. So now I have to find a home for a sweet little kitty. If anyone knows anybody who might like it, she's wonderful and she's cute.